From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. Summer is a season known for outdoor activities, from picnics to camping to swimming to bike rides to bug bites. It's not uncommon, especially after a day out in the sun, to find a bite or two. And no surprise, the main culprit often turns out to be the mosquito. They can be nasty pests, and they carry some not-so-fun diseases like the West Nile virus. Joining us today is Sam Brockway, Program and Education Specialist with Ada County Weed, Pest, and Mosquito Abatement. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. It's a Tuesday, sorry.
Hey, that's just fine. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for being here and helping us out with abatement. This month, West Nile virus was found in both Ada County and Acuna. How do you detect the virus?
Sure thing. We have a full surveillance team that every night of the week goes out and sets traps all over Ada County. Those traps can be targeted to fit to catch different species of mosquitoes. And in the morning, our technicians come and bring all those traps into our lab. And then our technicians separate all those mosquitoes out by species. And we want to find the two vector species for West Nile virus, which are Culex pipiens and Culex tarsalis. And then we run those through what's called a RAMP test, where we can determine if we have West Nile virus in any of those specific locations.
Wow, that sounds very complicated. You have a lot to do.
Sure do.
And that's just to find whether or not you've got bugs with the virus. And then the other half, I think, would be treatment. What is abatement? We hear about mosquito abatement, Ada County abatement. What is abatement?
Yeah, sure thing. So we run what's called an integrated mosquito management program, where we try to consider every life stage and habitat of our vector mosquito species, so we can manage West Nile virus in Ada County while minimizing our environmental and economic impact. So surveillance is the first prong of that approach. And then probably the major part of the treatment side of things is our larvicide program. We have over 50,000 habitat sites or water sources that are mapped around Ada County. We check all of those regularly. And then any place where we do find mosquito larvae existing, we treat those with a naturally occurring bacteria called a larvicide, which will kill those larvae before they hatch into biting mosquitoes and can potentially transmit disease. And then the last end of our approach is wherever we do find West Nile virus, or people can actually request the service of getting an adulticide treatment, where a fogging truck can mosquito populations at night.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm still stuck back on 50,000 water spots. That's incredible.
And so the number is growing constantly because the vector species particularly love a habitat that's growing rampantly throughout Ada County, which are DI drains, or those drain inlets that are going in with every new build that's going in throughout the Treasure Valley.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Okay, so you talked about treatment. Talk about a little about fogging. What is that, and how does it work?
Sure. So we have trucks that have basically what looks like a big fan mounted on the back of them. They release a product in what's called an ultra low volume mist. Basically hangs in the air and is inactive by the time it reaches the ground. We only do those treatments after the sun's gone down. So we only target exactly the mosquito species that we're going after. Like I said, that's a treatment that we'll offer once we find West Nile virus in an area, or actually we do have a way people can request that if they're getting bitten really badly at their houses.
Gotcha. And that's supposed to take out mosquitoes. What about butterflies and bees and things that aren't as bad bitey?
Of course, yes. We have zero ambition to affect our pollinators in the slightest. Do these releases well after the sun's gone down for exactly that reason, because those insects are not active at those times. And by the time they're active again, the ingredient's no longer active in the environment.
Gotcha. We're speaking with Sam Brockway with Ada County Weed Pest and Mosquito Abatement about the treatments used to help keep people safe from West Nile virus. Let's talk about West Nile, because I know the idea of spraying chemicals can be concerning to a lot of people, and I know you're doing it to fight the bite. We should say, which is the West Nile virus. West Nile virus is nothing to play around with.
No, yeah. So West Nile virus was first found in Ada County in 2005. By 2006, the state of Idaho actually led the nation with about 1,000 reported human cases, and 23 of those resulted in West Nile-related deaths. It's a virus that begins in birds and can be transmitted back and forth between birds and mosquitoes, and then mammals can be dead-end hosts for the virus. Most notably in this area, it would be humans and horses that can receive West Nile virus but not spread it. And there is actually a vaccine for horses. There is no vaccine and no treatment for humans. So for humans that do get West Nile virus, about 1 in 5 can have fever-like symptoms, where 1 in 150 can actually get really severe neurological damage, which could be resulting in paralysis or even death.
Wow. It sounds like you've got a delicate line to walk there. You're trying to keep people from getting West Nile, and also protecting the environment. That's not always easy. And I know education is a big part of this. What can people do to, you know, try and reduce the spread of West Nile?
Thank you so much for asking that. 'Cause yes, exactly. Getting out and spreading the word about, things that people can do to help prevent creating mosquito habitat is one of the most important things that we can do to impact the spread of West Nile virus. And the first thing is finding any standing water source around or near your property and making sure that that's, if it's a pond or something like that, making sure that we know about it, we have it mapped and we're treating it, or if it can be anything from tires outside or kids' toys or boat covers. It only takes about a bottle's caps worth of water to breed 100 or more mosquito larvae. So very small water sources can really, really create a lot of mosquito habitat. And so making sure you find those and drain them around your property. And also, especially as it's hot and it's the middle of summer and you know, everybody wants to have a green lawn, just being really careful to not overwater those lawns, and if you have a broken sprinkler head or anything like that, making sure that you get that fixed, because we are finding that even in just little marshy lawn habitats or a pool created from a broken sprinkler head, we're finding thousands of mosquito larvae in there, and our West Nile vector species love that habitat.
Wow, that's really, really scary. How do people find out more? How can they get information? How can they track West Nile? How can they find out what their abatement district is doing?
Sure thing. Thanks for asking. So for Ada County residents, please visit the Ada County Weed Pest and Mosquito Abatement website, where we do have a mosquito tracker that's updated daily with where we found West Nile, both in the season as a whole and within the week. So you can see if we found anything in your neighborhood in real time. Additionally, all of our social media, Facebook and Twitter, and even Nextdoor, if you have Nextdoor, I post all of our discoveries of West Nile locally, so you can see if we have it immediately, because we get those tests at the end of the day, and we want people to make sure to know to limit their time outside at night, or just be sure to wear mosquito repellent if you're going to be outside, if you have West Nile in your area.
It's amazing. We've been speaking with Sam Brockway, Program and Education Specialist with Ada County Weed Pest and Mosquito Abatement, about how to keep the mosquitoes at bay and protect yourself from West Nile. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.